So what does Charles Kvesse regard as the 10 key high-performance leadership capabilities?
Well, number one is courage. And I suggest to you that the courage required is to be true to yourself and be willing to be different. Most people I speak to in companies say, what's the price of being different? And they answer, you get ostracized, you get picked on. How can you expect to create above average sustainable performance if you behave like everybody else? Great leaders have the courage to be different. Great leaders have the courage to pursue an inspirational purpose, an inspirational vision. The second capability is passion, and passion is the source of your courage. Passion comes from your soul. And the reason why it's so important is because you tap into your soul energy. That's the source of your courage. If you're passionate about the game your organization is playing, you will have the courage. The third capability of high-performance leaders is vision. And I suggest your vision statement should be no more than 9 words for your whole organization and 9 words for every team in your organization. The fourth capability, integrity. That means walking your talk. That means being true to your words, being true to yourself. How would you know you're being true to yourself if you don't know who you are? That's why self-awareness is so important. The fifth capability is humility. And humility helps you have an open mind. Humility is a state of accepting that you don't have all the answers. The sixth is persistence. And the persistence to continue down that journey, down to the vision that despite all the hardships, you will keep persisting. The seventh is consistency. I've had many employees come to me complaining about inconsistent leadership behaviours. If you are acting in integrity, driven by an inspirational vision, driven by an inspirational purpose, you will be consistent. Capability number 8 is people skills, understanding people. That's why working on yourself is so valuable. Number 9 is a sense of humour. Lighten up. You know, this is not supposed to be life or death, your business career. If you tap into your humour, which is a spiritual component of us human beings, it will increase your energy levels. And the number 10th capability is business acumen. In other words, the business skills. But it's just one of, I put it as 10th. I don't put it ahead of any of the other 9. Now, as a leader, you also play different roles. What are those roles? Well, think about this. All the different positions you find yourself in as a leader and manager. Here are 10 roles. You can be a mentor, a counselor, a coach, a motivator, a general, a peacemaker, a taskmaster, a negotiator, a thinker, and sometimes you need to be a bastard. You play these different roles using these different capabilities, and if you're passionate about it, you will have the energy to play the difficult role of leadership in the incredibly changing business environment in which we find ourselves. Albert Einstein said, great spirits have always encountered violent opposition from mediocre minds. This resource of passion that comes from your soul is what makes you a great spirit. Don't be driven by the mediocre minds who are driven by fear. So to finish this session, what thoughts have come up for you that might cause you to change your behavior, your leadership behaviors? How are you going to inspire passion in other people? What are you going to do differently? How are you going to examine your leadership behaviors to see where the capabilities are that you need that are going to help you on this journey? Remember, courage is the most important capability. What are you avoiding? Where do you want courage? And if you can't tap into that courage, it's a pretty powerful clue that you're not passionate about the game your organization is playing. On my website, there's a lot of material of practical strategies in my books, in my audio programs, practical strategies of how you would start to head down this journey of tapping into passion in yourself and in your organization that will build a sustainable organization, that will create an environment where you and your employees and your team members are passionate. And an organization like that will be highly competitive. I check in the marketplace, so few organizations have employees who are clearly passionate. If you tap into that, If you exhibit these capabilities of great leadership, you will create a sustainable competitive advantage, and your future will be assured regardless of where you choose to contribute your passion, your energy, your genius. Great to be with you, and I wish you every success.
You've been listening to Charles Kvess, speaker, author, and passion provocateur on Passion, the key to your sustainable, competitive advantage in the 21st century. This audio seminar is one in a series brought to you by the International Institute of Directors and Managers. Thank you for listening.